The University of Alaska Fairbanks is also holding events to honor Indigenous Peoples Day today, highlighting Alaska Native cultures. UAF Vice Chancellor of Rural Community and Native Education, Yvonne Peter, says it arose out of support from across the university community.
We had a groundswell of student government organizations, formal resolutions from UAS and UAF student bodies, and then later the Staff Alliance and the Faculty Alliance submitting letters to President Johnson encouraging the recognition within the UA system. And President Johnson did sign a memo saying we're going to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day in alignment with what came out of the state government.
Peter says the evening program features Native dancing and singing, comments from community leaders, and UAF professors speaking in three Alaska Native languages:
Gwich'in, Yupik, and Inupiaq.
He says the university is a natural venue for the Indigenous Peoples Day celebration because it brings together peoples from across the state.
We serve a really broad swath of the state, and we have, I think, something like 13 Indigenous languages that are a part of that geographic spread. And so not only is UAF an institution here in Fairbanks, or Tanun is what we call it in Gwich'in, but we also have these different campuses spread out throughout the state.
Peter says UAF has been investing in Alaska Native arts and education over the last several decades, and today offers everything from a certificate in tribal management to a PhD in Indigenous studies. Indigenous Peoples Day will be celebrated each year in Alaska on the second Monday of October.